Music from Niniola teaming up with DJ Snake. It's called Maradona de Ritmo Remix. Also gave you DJ Sintler, Dr. Dudo with Go, getting us to exactly 23 minutes past 8 this morning. Listen, if you've got some money to blow, one of South Africa's parastatals would like to make you a tenant of this.
Okay. Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. Before I tell you what they're renting out, I want to know, why does a facility like this have such luxuries if they can't even get the basics right? That's the first question that I ask. And you probably know exactly which parastatal I'm asking about. They've got a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a proper sports field.
Of course.
And then on top of that, they've got a indoor soccer field.
Kwaze kwaba mnandi.
Living the good life on the taxpayer's money. Eskom is looking for someone to lease two sports fields at its Megawatt Park headquarters north of Johannesburg for a minimum bid of around 900,000 rand per year. That equates to about 70,000 rand or so, sort of like in the first year, roughly there. That's before water and electricity. You can get the use of an action soccer field, a general purpose sports field, and change rooms as well. You'll still be sharing the swimming pool with Eskom employees, though. Now, first of all, why the hell are Eskom employees in the pool?
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
Why are they swimming? Aren't they supposed to be keeping the lights on? Why are they swimming?
That's the thing. Nobody understands it. In fact, the electricity company is now soliciting bids to lease sports fields on its sprawling Megawatt Park campus for 3 years, starting as of the 1st of January 2021, as part of its investor recovery initiative. Ooh. Because somebody thought investing in sports fields for these guys was the right idea. But anyway, Eskom has been known for moving into Megawatt Park when a rural site formed part of the heart of Joburg in 1977. In a move, it's historically says that the public saw it as an example of Eskom's wasteful expenditure even back then, when they decided that they needed new places. It is now surrounded by high-priced housing and office parks with quick access to highways and shopping centers around them. An offer in this prime access-controlled location are an action soccer field and a general purpose field measuring 20,280 square meters in total. The deal also includes 5,000 square meters of changing rooms. That's a whole lot of changing rooms. Treatment medical rooms, social recreation rooms, which are also included in the deal.
It's a nice offer.
Who?
Yeah, I was about to
thought
say
that. It would be a great idea to build this stuff for Eskom in the first place.
Why do they have these things? I don't understand. Why do they have swimming pool?
Because Marshall, you and I are haters, and they are hard workers. They're very, very hard workers. You think it's easy to determine which stage of load shedding we need to be in? You think they just roll a dice, and whatever the dice rolls on, they decide.
Fam, yeah.
So I do kind of feel like the guy who rolls the dice is the one that they always like, come on, my man. It's like, get us 1-2.
One, two.
And they're like, all right, shop, stage two we can do.
Yeah.
I think the guy who's been rolling sixes has now been like, aye, man, you mustn't touch the dice.
Yeah. This South Africa, our land. I don't know. Yeah. Like, whichever sporting code is going to rent out this thing. Wow. I don't know. They might probably start a new club, you know, just for them to rent there and then they get money, you know, money within the Eskom.
There was an idea for a football club back in the day that had no affiliation to Eskom, but only by name. Power Lines FC, and what happened to them against Sundowns? No team has been trapped. Case zero.
Yo.
When you get trapped 24-0.
Yo.
We even stopped saying 24. We said case one.
Case.
Case nil.
Case nil.
You got trapped at case nil.
No, fam.
That's
no.
Terrible, right?
Damn, that's horrible. That's
but that's the reality that, you know, they waste money like this, and now suddenly they're trying to recover it by renting it out to someone.
I don't know.
By the way, will you get some sort of exemption in terms of paying your rent if there's load shedding at the facility?
I was about to say that.
Like what if I cannot have soccer games in the evening because of load shedding, scheduled load shedding?
Does Eskom load shed itself?
They might. I don't know. They might. That's a good question. You know, that's a very, very good question. I think the next time there's load shedding in near Maxwell Drive where they were located, I'll give a drive there and then I'll see. And I'll ask them, sorry, guys, do you have electricity? I'll be that guy. I'll drive up to the gate and be like, sorry, Baba, do you guys have electricity? And see what happens.
Sure.
I'm not sure, but we'll have to find
we'll
out, I guess.
We'll have to find out. Yeah, I agree as well. Wow.
But if you're looking to rent out some sports field and you got money to blow because you just scored with the PPE deal,
yeah,
give back to government.
Oh, wow.
They need you now more than ever.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.